This is the Brandt and Sherry Podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHansen.com.
Hey, if you're on social media, you're checking Facebook, Twitter, and you find yourself getting mad seeing friends say stuff you don't agree with or whatever, or feeling insulted, look, I get it. Totally understand it. I can feel that temperature rising in my face. I know that feeling. I ran across, if you don't mind, I just want to read you a paragraph. This is from the Bible. And think, like, a lot of scriptures come alive under certain circumstances, and otherwise you just kind of gloss past them. But think about this. He says, finally, all of you, this is in 1 Peter, finally, all of you should be of one mind, sympathize with each other, love each other as brothers and sisters, be tenderhearted, and keep a humble attitude. Don't repay evil for evil. Don't retaliate with insults when people insult you. Instead, pay them back with a blessing. That's what God has called you to do, and He will grant you His blessing. For the scriptures say, if you want to enjoy life and see many happy days, keep your tongue from speaking evil and your lips from telling lies. Turn away from evil and do good. Search for peace and work to maintain it. I was reading 1 Peter. Now think about this. The people he's writing to are facing actual hardcore persecution that's going on. So he's talking to people who are getting sold out by their brothers and sisters, seemingly. They've got the government against them. They've got all sorts of things against them. Here's what he writes about Jesus in 1 Peter. He says, Jesus never sinned. He never deceived anyone. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. Takes humility to do it. Here's the thing about Jesus, too. Could have vaporized everybody. They were mocking him. He could have vaporized everybody. He didn't do it. It's not because he didn't have the power to do it. I feel this way. I know Sherry feels this way. We've discussed this. A lot of times we feel like we could jump in a social media fray and win the argument. That's not being cocky. It's just, look, I'm not good at basketball. What I can do...
We're good at arguing. We're good at debating.
I can logic... Like my friend who's a doctor said, Brandt, you're the best at logically pummeling people.
That's a great compliment.
He's like, okay, all right, I got it. That's my thing. That's Sherry's thing too. Like, oh yeah, I could crush somebody. Jesus could have vaporized them. They were mocking him. He didn't do it, not because he didn't have the power to do it, because he loved them. Now, if you've been listening to our show very long, maybe you're new to it, but if you've been listening very long, you know that if you hear this, something awesome's happening. Because I won't play a fanfare like this unless something big is going on. Well,
there have been times we've erroneously used a fanfare.
That is incorrect. If you've been listening very long, you know to ignore what Sherry's saying. Here is my point. Something beautiful is going on. This may be something you want to do. That's why we bring it up. And we're thinking in advance. We're thinking about Valentine's Day. Now, I know it's way in advance, but this isn't for you, for your dinner reservations or anything like that. This takes a little bit of advance work, but it will be a night that you never, ever, ever, ever forget. You may cry. You may get chills, but it's called A Night to Shine. It's a prom. It's a huge event for people who have special needs. And churches started doing this. There's 40-some across the country that did it last year. It's so beautiful. The Tim Tebow Foundation sponsors it, makes it possible, gives you a manual how to do it. If your church is interested in doing this, you set up a red carpet, limousines for everybody,
Paparazzi.
Yeah. I saw pictures of, it looked like a youth group. They all had cameras around them, and they're all taking pictures and stuff. But your church fully embraces this. The people who have done this, I had people commenting on my Facebook about it, going, this was one of the best nights our church ever had. And it's amazing. To me, it looks like the kingdom of God, because it's flipping the script upside down. Instead of celebrating the same celebrities, we're saying to people just how, that they are royalty. People set up hairdressing stations. They set up shoe shining for everybody who's going. It's just first class all the way. Anyway, we're looking for churches to partner with us and with the Tim Tebow Foundation to make this happen. So if you're interested, just go to BrantHansen.com, find out about it, get your church signed up. Maybe you'll wind up doing it. The Tim Tebow Foundation even helps fund stuff.
Yes, they make this incredibly easy for you.
This is amazing.
Yeah, step by step, they're there with you.
Yep. So there you go. It's BrantHansen.com, and click on the Night to Shine banner. Eric is the head of the Tim Tebow Foundation. They actually sponsor this thing. It's fantastic. And wanted to ask you, like, you went to one of these last year, right?
Yes, we went to two. Timmy and I actually were able to kind of do a quick jump in the middle of one, but we went to one in North Carolina and one in South Carolina.
What did it feel like to be at one of them? What, emotionally, how did it feel?
I've got chills thinking about it. Right, like, as we're talking, I've got chills thinking about it. It was absolutely unbelievable. You know, one of the things I think we make the mistake of sometimes in ministry is we get really focused on the numbers. And we were heading into that night like, wow, it's amazing. There's 7,000 people at prom at one time. That's amazing. And then we got to a prom, and I got tons of chills, but we got to the prom, and we met one child, and we walked in with that child, and then we met one child, and then we met one child. And I remember so specifically when Timmy and I got done with that night, we looked at each other, and we were kind of just, the tears had dried up by that point, like, all right, well, what did you think of the night? And I remember the exact comment we made was, it's so much more about the stories than the statistics. Uh-huh. And I think that that's what this event becomes, is that you get there, and it really, the numbers are big, and the numbers sound great, and it makes it fun to be part of a worldwide movement of some sort. But man, like when it comes down to one mom coming over to Timmy and saying, my daughter will never have a boyfriend, she'll never get married, she'll never have kids, but tonight you made her feel like a princess.
That's why we're all about this. If you've listened to our show very long, you know that's kind of where we're coming from. I've got a number of issues myself, disorders and whatnot. We can make a list, but it'll bore you. But anyway, it's helped me to understand how God sees things. I think it's certain people.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So you want to be part of this? We're not asking for any money or anything. We're asking you to have the night of your life and serve people who normally don't get served like this. So how about it? If you want information on hosting a Night to Shine event at your church, just go to BrantHanson.com. Got a note from a friend. Hey, Brant, been listening to the show. June was Accordion Awareness Month, but June is over.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't play your accordion. You didn't talk about accordions.
Right.
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Well, because June is Accordion Awareness Month, and I think it's an attempt. I think it's an attempt to try to block in accordions to just 1 month out of the year, and
no,
I'm not going to have anything.
That's
of it.
Not what.
No,
that
they
is.
Want to make you... it just one of those things. Like if you're not playing it in June, well, oh, it's not accordion season.
Right.
I know what's going on.
Let's call it an accordion.
It is.
Right. You can't have it both ways here. So you tell us it's not celebrated enough, then they dedicate a full month to it, and now you're calling conspiracy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That pretty much covers it. Thank you. Check it out. It is time.
Oh, here
for
we
me
go.
Because
you guys are in for a treat out there.
Got the old accordion on, and people ask, is that really you playing it?
Yeah, I could see why they would ask
and
that.
And the answer is yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they ask that?
I just see why they would ask it.
But you won't tell me.
Well, they would maybe think that it was maybe someone a little younger. That
what?
That kind of just
because
started.
I play in a spry fashion. Here's how it goes. Hang on a second.
Actually, probably the best I've ever heard you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, it went down in flames there at the end, but in the middle there, you did some chords that I thought were really
the words
different.
Best ever and down in flames have been used in the same sentence. Huh. Huh. We get a lot of emails and Facebook messages, which we love.
Absolutely.
By the way,
someone sent me a Facebook message talking about a controversy she's having on social media. A guy is leaving negative things, negative comments on things that she posts, and she's wondering, should she ignore him? She said she tried to clear up his misunderstanding, but he kept going. And then the latest post, she feels like he's just trying to pick a fight.
He's trying to pick a fight on Facebook.
Yes.
All right. So here's how I would handle that. We just read earlier in the show, I was looking at some scripture that I've always ignored in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not a Bible scholar anyway, but there's stuff that jumps out at you that didn't before. Anyway, 1 Peter is all about this. And it's showing us we're supposed to be, some people are going to like this, but we're supposed to be like Jesus in this way. And that is, he had the power to crush us. He had the power to crush his mockers. He wouldn't do it. There's something called strength under control. And there's something called compassion for other people. And he didn't do it because he loved people. It wasn't because he was trying to prove a point. It's because he actually loved the very people who were mocking him. We are supposed to be a different kind of people where we're not as threatened and not as threatenable because we realize you can't threaten me. I've already given my life away. There's less at stake for us. So if you want to pursue a conversation with him, I suggest doing it offline. If you do know him in person, I think that'd be the way to do it. Or even Facebook messaging where you take it out of the public sphere.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, I don't really see a good end game for it because somebody's spoiling for a fight. You're just giving them what they want. I would say have the maturity to know when to choose peace and to bless somebody and walk away. It really is true. Some people are fighting on Facebook or they seem like they're fighting with you and they don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
They literally don't. And if you're like, oh, I don't believe that. I can tell you I'm that way.
Mm.
I feel like, hey, I'll add some value with a logical point that maybe you haven't thought about before. But it turns out humans react to that as an affront.
Right.
Okay, so I've had to become more self-aware
because
I'm not naturally self-aware. I'm just like, here's some added information.
Mm-hmm.
And I do see that on social media where fights start that weren't originally. But if you're that person, if you're continually in fights and you don't know why, it may be because you're not being self-aware about this is not the time nor the place. And arguments on social media, how many times do they work out? And you're like, oh, I'm so glad.
Never.
Around never.
Yeah. the number's right
it's
around
in the never.
Never
range. Yeah.
So why do it?
So maybe it's not the place. I guess I understand the desire to because you're like, well, this lie shouldn't go unchecked.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. But man, it takes at least introduce into the equation that you're not in control and God is.
Right.
And so you don't have to fix everything. I think that takes some of the steam out of it. You can't fix everything. You can't go to every person you disagree with and be police because you have to take a stand for truth. I understand the desire. But at some point, there is a level of trusting God in this and his timing.
And if you're going to fix something, it's not going to get fixed
here.
It's not. So even if that is your goal, I have to fix this. That's not going to happen here. This is a place, a platform for public grandstanding.
Absolutely. That's what it is. Yeah, good point. And cat videos.
And
public grandstanding, cat videos. And
that's all it's about.
And inspirational sayings that have a photo of something that makes no sense. That doesn't even connect to the inspiration. Okay. So besides that, the grandstanding and the cat videos.
Cat videos and the inspirational,
That's it. Excuse me. I'm sitting down with this cello.
What?
Pretty awesome.
Oh.
Pretty awesome. Now, you might ask yourself, he's playing that pretty aggressively. What if he gets hurt? What if he gets hurt? Will health insurance cover this? Fair question. Tell you what, if you want to save money with a health plan, there's a thing called MediShare that is a totally different way of approaching medical care. A totally different way. And it could save you a whole lot of money. We're so happy to have them as a sponsor.
Do they cover cello incidents?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the point is it's a nationwide community of believers who share each other's medical bills.
That is the point.
If you don't mind, Sherry, let's move off the cello thing. I don't know why you're so fixated on it. Actually, you can save big money. We love the fact that they, in all seriousness, we love the fact that they're a sponsor because A, they let us do stuff like that.
Yes, they do.
But B, it's just a totally different vibe. I mean, it is, there's much more of a community feel to it. And it's a not for profit. So it's like $300 a month typically for a typical plan that a family would choose.
Mm-hmm.
That alone is amazing. It's a different way of doing things.
And it's open enrollment, so it can't hurt you to just call and get more information about it. See if it works for you. And again, open enrollment is nice because typically in other situations, you have to wait for a window of time, but that's not the case here.
Nope. And they will send you a guide if you just want to call this number, and it'll explain stuff, and it is a beautiful thing. And again, it's a whole lot more than just a money thing. It's a community. It's really beautiful. 855-772-5699. This is for MediShare. If you're interested, 855-772-5699. Hey, if you ever want to call us for whatever reason, the phone number is 855-90-BRANT, B-R-A-N-T. Yesterday, I mentioned how I watched American Sniper and then Cinderella.
Cinderella, you watched Cinderella.
Kind of a double feature. Mm-hmm. We got this message.
Hi, I'm Billy. I actually just wanted to say I really respect that, Brent, you went out to see Cinderella. I love a man who has no problem going out and testing his masculinity by watching a girly movie. But I work with a bunch of youth group girls, and I love using movies as references because it helps keeping them engaged. Our current favorite is Wreck-It Ralph, but I totally love a new movie that I can pull a whole bunch of different ideas and pull some clips from to show them and teach them that God really loves them. So thank you so much for suggesting another movie for me.
You're welcome. I just want to clarify a couple things. She said I went out to see a girl movie, and she applauded that.
Yes!
I was on a plane.
Okay.
So,
well, you still watched it.
I watched American Sniper first, and then I watched Cinderella.
Why do you keep harping on American Sniper along with Cinderella?
I just want you to know that I saw American
Sniper.
You
watched Cinderella, and that's okay. And didn't you say you cried?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And you know what?
She thinks it's great. I think it's great.
Young lady was sitting next to me. She was watching Cinderella at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it was one of those things where you have to watch it at the same time.
Yeah.
So she could see that I was watching at the same time I was crying.
Okay, great. I'm sure she was applauding it as well.
I'm sure she was too. But anyway, there is a lot of profound stuff in there.
Yes.
And there is, I just wanted to mention that I also saw American Sniper.
Okay, we got that.
So they're both,
did you cry on that?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah,
well,
I was just balling
just
on the
ball?
Plane. Big ball baby on the plane. That's me. No, it's weird. We were talking about the Cinderella movie, just how profound it is and stuff. Kind of having my own Cinderella experience this week.
How
I know
so?
That sounds strange for a very masculine man to say.
It's conjuring up a lot of images.
Mention that my daughter took out both of our cars in one fell swoop on accident.
Mm-hmm.
So now we have these rental vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
We have two rental vehicles at our house.
Okay.
And they're both way better than our normal cars.
Isn't that always the way? And you're always like, do I have to give this back? I don't want to give this back.
That's what's going to happen. It's going to be like, that's what I mean. It's going to be a Cinderella moment. Like, the clock's going to be midnight, and our neighbor's going to be like, what happened to your nice cars? You guys I know what's going to happen. You're going to be like, what? How did you move down so fast? Check it out. It's our traffic song. If you are ever stuck in traffic, just sing this to yourself. We wrote it, got some help from Missy and Alex on some vocals there, playing the role of other traffic people.
It's theatrical.
But it makes a point that traffic is awesome.
Yeah.
It really is. It's incredible.
Something.
We wrote this song about the joy of traffic. It's called The Traffic Song. Hope you like it.
Freeway. I'm making friends on the road, yeah. Oh, we're all happy together, and I'm so pleased that we've slowed, yeah. When I wake up in the morning, I wanna get behind the wheel, 'cause it's a beautiful day for traffic. Let's jam up. Sitting here, never moving, as long as I live. I love it! Ow! There's the guy in the Ford Econoline van. What's up, bro?
What's up, man?
Oh, yeah! The lady in the Ford Fusion over there. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on?
Oh, it's an awesome day. You know what? You should totally sing my song.
Okay.
Would you?
Yeah.
All right!
Ow! 'Cause it's a beautiful day for traffic.
She's good!
Woo! It's a beautiful day for traffic. This is where we all belong.
This is where we all belong, yeah.
It's a beautiful day for traffic.
A beautiful day, yeah.
Let's jam up and sing along.
Let's all jam up and stay right here.
It's a beautiful day for traffic.
'Cause you're my traffic family.
This is where we all belong.
Hey, lady in the Honda Prelude.
what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, you should sing too, because we're all a big commute family.
Woo!
It's a beautiful day for driving.
Beautiful day, hey, yeah.
Let's jam up and sing along.
Let's just stay here, apparently. Woo!
It's a beautiful day for driving.
You can never move.
Woo!
This is where we all belong.
Nah, I don't ever need to go to the bathroom or get a drink or anything. I'll just stay right here. Woo! Yeah, forever.
You know how sometimes you can be vulnerable with friends and then you're like, oh, I shouldn't have said that. Now they think I'm really weird.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm about to do that.
Okay. You're going to be vulnerable.
I couldn't sleep this morning. I woke up real early, like 5 o'clock. I couldn't get back to sleep because I was thinking about Saladin, the medieval warrior.
That's what woke you up?
Yeah. Well, see, this is why it's hard to be vulnerable.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Saladin's a well-known warrior of his time.
Mm-hmm.
He could have pushed westward and taken over Rome. I'm like, if he would have been king of Rome, the title, like for Augustus or for Julius.
Right, Caesar.
So he would have been Caesar Saladin. And
this...
We were this close, historically, to having a world leader named Caesar Saladin. And I couldn't get back to sleep.
That was what was burning in your heart and mind. Okay. It explains a lot to me.
Thank you. So just thought I would share that. And I couldn't, I still actually.
It's still burning.
I may never get back to sleep. Tell you what's tough. If you're a dude and you do not understand cars, it is hard. Let me tell you.
Understand cars and what are you talking about? Just how to fix them?
Yeah, because like today I had to go to the body shop because both our cars are injured.
Mm-hmm.
And, they can tell I don't know what I'm talking about.
Do you try?
I try to act like, and they're like, well, so obviously you have a thing here, and I was going to have to remove the bumper and rear fender, and I've over the overhead cam, and dual exhaust thing. And, I the whole time, I'm like, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. But they could be making up stuff and just to make fun of me.
That's true.
Yeah.
When you leave.
I think they can tell.
Yeah.
Every guy is worried about that. I don't know if you ladies realize that, but we're all worried that somebody's going to say something and we're going to have to be like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, isn't it something? Don't you want to say that? Is that not okay as a guy?
Well, because then they'll take advantage of you.
Oh, okay.
Money-wise, if you're just like, hey, I got no idea what you're doing. Just tell me how much it costs. $80,000. Okay.
Okay, got it.
All right. I don't know anything, so that's fine.
She won't admit it. She won't. I sound like Neil Diamond. I can sing exactly like Neil Diamond.
Who won't admit it?
You won't. I can sound exactly like Neil Diamond, the great performer.
I haven't heard you sound like Neil Diamond.
Well, it's a time for this because of July 4th coming up.
Mm-hmm.
It's his big patriotic song. Check this out. I'll play a little bit of it.
Okay.
Here. You can hear me singing.
Everywhere around the world, they're coming to America.
Yeah.
Every time that surreal, they're coming to America.
Huh?
That's pretty good. Neil Diamond knows the words to his own song, so there's
something
a difference.
About some people. And no.
Yeah. I like that guy. That guy's good. He really is. He's good.
He's amazing.
They're coming to America.
Okay, we got it. We got it.
All right. I'm sorry. With July 4th coming up, I thought I would ask this question. Ladies, think about this. Because yesterday I heard from Sherry, I was kind of shocked. If Abraham Lincoln was single and lived at the same time, she would say no to him if he was wanting to court her. She would just say no.
Are you taking this so personally?
Well, I'm from Springfield, Illinois originally. I was born there.
Sure.
That's Abe Lincoln home place. But the other thing is he's a really smart, funny guy. I was just kind of surprised.
Yeah.
Anyway, what about given July 4th coming up, what about the Marquis de Lafayette? He was a key ally, a Frenchman.
Okay.
Would you, like, if he was real nice and wanted to court you?
I don't know who you're talking about, so I'm sorry.
All right. I think you don't like guys with tri-cornered hats.
That's a safe bet. You can go ahead and make that assumption,
So, guys, you heard it here first. Do not slide over to Sherry with your... buckle shoes and your tri-cornered hat.
It's not going to work.
And your big plumes to sign love notes and all that sort of stuff. It's not going to work. Not going to work.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.